Let's talk to Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, an organisation which campaigns for better rail services for passengers and freight. He joins us on The Breakfast Show this morning. Morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
You got your work cut out for you campaigning for better services by the sounds of all this, then.
Yeah, it's a horrible state of affairs. You know, I'd like to be the bearer of good news. And obviously, you know, Rail Future, we campaign for a brighter rail future, which doesn't seem to be happening right now. You know, I think we can put this down to, you're quite right in your introduction that it's the implementation of, you know, a new timetable, a massive new timetable, which in itself is there to sort of take into account longer trains, new services, new routes being open. So if this all went according to plan, we would be looking at a much better railway. But sadly, it's all the planning that has gone horribly wrong.
But it might all bed down in the end.
Yes, I believe it will. I had rather naively hoped a week ago that, you know, that it would just be teething problems. It is a little bit deeper seated than that. The major problem, or one of the major problems, is a lack of trained drivers, and you can't just train them up overnight. That in itself is
but
a very
long. But they've been saying this for years. Surely there must be some trained ones now.
Well, I mean, yes, there are. I mean, but I think, you know, you make a more general point that we should have seen this coming. That both, you know, the train operating companies and Network Rail and the Department for Transport, they're all guilty of a lack of planning and a lack of foresight here. I think that the sort of calamity that we're experiencing is inexcusable.
It's a perfect storm, isn't it? It's all come together at the wrong time here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. The perfect storm of, you know, electrification works not being completed in time, new trains which need to be trained up, you know, drivers need to learn how to use the new trains, passenger numbers exploding through the roof, and yeah, it's all come together at the wrong time. But, you know, again, it should have been seen coming, I think. It's like a car crash.
That's their job,
in slow
isn't
motion.
It, Bruce?
Yeah, absolutely.
We can all have a go. Go on, you lay into it, Claire. You go for it, girl.
Well, these people go through hell getting on the trains in the mornings and in the evenings.
But as I said, Bruce, it might bed down. This might be short-term pain for long-term gain.
Yes, I've no doubt that in the long term, you know, these problems won't continue. It's just frustrating for passengers that it won't happen overnight. You know, they will have to wait several months, I think, before things get right. You know, Northern have put in a temporary emergency timetable with fewer trains, and that's going to happen, you know, for another couple of months until they get back to normal. So, yeah, long-term gain, but the key word there is long, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
They're always saying that they're, you know, they're justifying the cost when they put the prices up every year because that goes back into investment. But we never see any evidence of that, do we?
Well, generally, no. I mean, it's particularly if the improvements are happening on someone else's line, not the line that you use. But, I mean, there is massive investment going across
that's reassuring.
The network. Yeah. You know, it's ongoing, but it's never enough. I mean, the passenger numbers I mentioned, they've exploded. They've doubled in the last 20 years, which is quite astonishing. Mm. And so the railway investment that's happening is barely playing catch-up, you know, just to keep a level playing field, as it were. You know, we haven't got double the number of trains and lines and stations that we had 20 years ago, but we do have double the number of passengers, which is why, you know, passengers still have to endure congested trains, sadly.
And from the chapter marked Ask a Stupid Question, and this is not my stupid question, as part of a consultation by the rail industry, developing proposals to overhaul rail ticketing, the question rail passengers are going to be asked is, should fares be based on the quality of service?
Well, on the face of it, that seems reasonable, but and there is delay repay. I don't know if you're aware of this. If your train is more than half an hour late, you can get a refund on it, which is good and it's fair enough. And we do have an outrageously complex rail fare system with 55 million different tickets available. So I think there is quite a lot of scope for simplifying that. But, you know, what the rail industry is doing, and indeed British Rail did this years ago, is pricing people off the busiest trains and pricing them on to the off-peak trains so that, you know, the busiest trains are less overcrowded and the less used trains are better used, you know, which is fair enough. But I think you can't get away from that unless you've got, you know, many, many more trains so that the rush hour trains are not overcrowded. And I think that's a long, long way off, if ever.
Indeed. Bruce, it's good to talk to you. Best of luck in your campaign for better rail services.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
You like a challenge, don't you, Bruce?
We do our best. We do our best.
Have a great day now.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bruce Williamson from Rail Future.